Yeah, Trent Hartill. Is it Hartill or Hartle?
Hartill.
Hartill. I had a professor in philosophy department. It was Pertill. People call him Pertle, and it's not Pertle, it's Pertill. So that's why I was curious. Yeah, no, it's really nice to talk to you, you know, being a fishing town like we all are out west here in southwest Alaska, that is. And you are the man for the grant. You are the grand fish. How you like that? Ground fish management biologist. So, wasn't that, boy, I'm just having a senior's moment right now. You're new at this, right? You took to, what's his name's place? I'm sorry, I can't remember. Like I said, I'm having a senior moment.
Sure. So I've been managing the peninsula for a couple years now. Mark Stickert used to have this
That's
job,
it.
And
That's
he
it, yeah.
is now the area manager for the Kodiak, Chinook, and South Peninsula areas.
Okay, way cool. I used to talk to Mark all the time about this kind of stuff. What do you have for statistics on fish caught, fish left, and you know the east and west, and you know who's doing what out where? And then we have both fisheries involved. We have pots and jigging.
Mm-hmm.
What do you have for us?
So the season opened in the peninsula on the 7th,
mm-hmm.
and through the 9th, there is, I'm estimating about 3 million pounds have been harvested so far.
Okay.
So that leaves about 15.3 million to go. So we're just under 20% of the way through.
Okay, yes. It seems to me, I was just, you know, I used to do this pot fishery up till about 5 years ago. It seemed like we had, you know, between federal and state, it seemed like we had more time to put our pots in the water. I think you guys have must have changed the quotas or something in the that short time I was back in the state of Washington. But as I remember it, by the end of the season, I was getting mighty tired of this stuff. But anyway, what's your thoughts on that? I mean, is the allocations going different?
The seasons, the state water seasons have been going a lot faster over the last several years. You know, in the last couple of years, the seasons have been on the order of a couple weeks long, say, you know, 14 to 18 days in length.
Right.
And that's considerably faster than what it was, you know, in the early 2000s and in the late 90s. That's largely a reflection of the fleet, and you know, and the fishing has just gotten better in the peninsula the last few years as well.
Okay, thank you for that little bit of information. I mean, we'd sometimes be in the middle of April before we got our quota. So yeah, that's really nice to know. That really is nice to know. How many boats are out there fishing? What's the number of boats you have out here?
So for the state water season, there's 37 vessels that are fishing, and that is the same number as we had last year.
Okay. That's, and I know that a few people just aren't getting their nets wet because, the pot's in the water because the price is not where it normally was. And the last time I fished, we were getting 65 cents a pound. Of course, there wasn't that many fish, you know. That's kind of the drill here. We got lots of fish, price goes down. There's not many fish, price goes up, but you still come out the same. That's what I've seen. Now, on a number of boats, do you have stats on how many are pots and how many are jig vessels?
So right now, just the pot season is open, so all 37 are pot vessels.
Oh, okay.
The state water's jig season is scheduled to open on the 15th. There is a weather delay for that fishery if there's gale warning
right.
in the forecast.
Right.
So it could open after the 15th.
Okay.
You know, last year there was 38 jig vessels. Year before that was 47. Typically, the peninsula is in that, you know, high 30s to 40 range for jig boats. And that's been pretty consistent over the last few years.
Okay, good. Yeah, I thought they were open. I should know these things. But again, I still fish salmon in the summer. That's about it. But do you have any stats on what the east and west have landed? You know, like King Cove, you know, compared to Sand Point? Any stats on
that?
You know,
I don't have harvest broken down.
Okay.
In that regard, you know, just the overall total of, you know, about 3 million pounds.
Sure, sure. But that's the most interesting stat there is out there because that affects all of us. I was just curious on myself, on how many fish were east and how many fish were west, just by you know, the population of the species. That's what was interesting me. That's, you know, that's about it. But yeah, so I don't know what else. Do you have any information that I didn't you know, feel inclined to ask, or didn't have the brains enough, the wherewithal to figure out to ask? You know,
I think you covered it pretty well. You know, the only thing that I would add is that I, you know, would encourage vessels to report in. You know, the way that we manage this fishery is based on, you know, reports from the vessels, and they give us the number of pots that were hauled and the number or pounds of cod that were retained for the previous 24 hours. And that really helps us in terms of tracking the quota and the pace of the fishery, how quickly it's going, and keep tabs on you know, how much effort is out there. So for vessels, you know, to report in, that's a really powerful, beneficial tool for us. And the more accurate that we are in terms of tracking the harvest, that, you know, that will result in you know, generally a favorable amount of time for vessels. If we don't have good information in terms of how much vessels are catching and you know, how many pots they're pulling, you know, we are generally conservative in estimating harvest for those vessels that aren't reporting. So, you know, I just encourage vessels to report in and, you know, keep us up to date on what they're doing.
So you're suggesting to report in every 24 hours to give you guys a status report, right? 24 hours? I'll go on there and blast it. These guys listen to me out in the fleet. So, yeah.
Yeah, so you know, each morning I will call out to vessels that have a dispatch on their boat and get harvest reports from them.
Uh-huh.
And then some vessels will call in over the phone and give me a report from the previous 24 hours. But, you know, each morning we try to get an estimate of what was caught from the previous day.
Right.
And that's how I've been able to, you know, give you an up-to-date estimate of, you know, about 3 million pounds that have been harvested. So...
No, that sounds really good. Yeah, no, thanks a lot for that information. Like I said, I'll blast this on the radio about every 2 hours and through the season and try to expedite that for you guys, because it'll be a win-win for you guys. It'll make your job easier, then we as fishermen will know what to do. But some of these guys might, I don't want to tell anybody because, heck, I'm into them, you know. You know. Anyway.
Sure.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Trent. I really appreciate the chance to talk to you and meet you, and hopefully we'll communicate more in the past on what's going on with groundfish.
Certainly. You bet. Thanks for having me.
You bet. This is Big Wave Dave for KSDP Radio, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, and K201D, 88.1 FM in the beautiful town of King Cove. And that was a great interview. Anybody out there listening that's either on land, that's it's a skipper or a crewman, tell your skipper this. Each morning, you know, please report in on the catch you had the night before, because we can track the harvest. I just, not we, but Alaska Department of Fish and Game can track the harvest and be able to, you know, instead of just shooting in the dark to give you guys, you know, days or whatever, they're going to be real conservative if they do not know the numbers, just to be safe. You know, always err on the side of caution. So, again, I'm telling you, I'm asking you guys, I'm pleading with you guys, you know, play ball with Alaska Department of Fish and Game. These aren't the feds, man. This is the state fishery. Anyway, coming up, we have Lightning Hopkins with All Night Long. That was a great interview. That was fun. I couldn't believe I couldn't remember Mark Stickert's name. Duh. Now, that's a senior moment. That's a paradigm example of a senior moment. A lot of times I do these, you know, it's just part of the show, kind of a joke. But no, I had one. Elvis Presley after that, You Don't Have to Say You Love Me, and a Bob Dylan, temporarily, that is, like Achilles. Watch that heel. Watch that heel. Here's Lightning.
Now, I'll tell you what, y'all can get your heel clicking right here. This is slow and easy, and it takes an old man to sing this song, because the young one can't sing it save his life.